they arrived at the Salvation Army's new Chico campus for a day-long case manager training. They're among 13, funded by FEMA, meant to provide guidance and aid to tens of thousands displaced by the fire. They're being joined by another 21 paid for through private charities and a few volunteers. Stephanie Gregorio, disaster case manager supervisor for the Society of St. Vincent de Paul, has been trying to secure services for those in need since August. She says the top priority is obvious.
Housing's always number one up there for most, especially if they were uninsured.
She agreed with county officials who've been counseling those receiving Section 8 vouchers to leave the region, if not the state entirely. But she says there are often reasons why people can't.
Shared custody with kids, kids in school, taking care of parents here, etc.
Officials say the wait for a caseworker is about 6 months. If everyone awaiting help were assigned today, each caseworker would be responsible for about 1,200 people. Matt Plotkin, executive director of the Camp Fire Long-Term Recovery Group, says FEMA's guidelines say each caseworker should be serving about 35 people. For North State Public Radio News, I'm Mark Albert.